Hi, this is a discussion for Ehsan Aziz, Ehsan Azig. Date of birth is 2/5/1983. Date of accident 10/19/2023. Date of service is 1/16/2024. Patient is presenting with a chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, lower back, with radiation to the right upper arm and both legs, as well as right shoulder. Most of the pains are worse at night and affecting his sleep and EDS. The pain started 1 week after the accident. All of the symptoms are allegedly related to an accident that patient reports for 10/19/2023. In this accident, the patient reports that around 5:50 p.m. he was a lone driver, restrained, driving a sedan. He was on Telegraph and King intersection. He was coming on King to go onto left turn on the Telegraph northbound in city of Brownstown, Brownstown. He was on the red light, which was turning yellow, and he had stopped for the green light. He was rear-ended to almost a 40 to 45 miles an hour by a van. His speed was zero. He was parked on. He was standing on the light to turn green. The patient reported that he was wearing a seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy. He possibly passed out for a few minutes, but it was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. The ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The damage to the car was that the car was not total. It only the rear bumper was total. There was no damage to the interior of the car. The headrest, seat belt, middle console, dashboard, steering wheel are all intact. No glass breakage, no window pane breakage. And only the rear bumper was damaged. Backlight is damaged and fender, both sides were damaged. The patient reported that during the impact, patient hit his head to the dashboard, chest to the steering wheel, and possibly passed out for a few seconds. His chest injury most likely is related to the seatbelt he was wearing. He reports that he did not go to the emergency room on the day of accident. Still presenting in this patient is having consistent continuous pain in the neck to the tune of 7, lower back pain is 9, and right shoulder pain is 8. He further reports that the neck pain is seemingly radiating to the right upper arm, involving the posterior part of the arm in C5, 6, 7 nerve distribution up to the elbow only. Rest of the arm do not have any numbness, tingling, or any weakness. Lower back pain is reported to be 9 constant, worse at night, and is radiating to the both posterior part of the legs 2 or 3 times a week as numbness and tingling. And it doesn't affect the toes or the bottom of the foot. No motor weakness is reported. No incontinence of the urine or bowel is reported. He has a pain in the right shoulder, which is described to be 8. He has difficult time lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees in forward flexion and also in abduction. Patient reports that these pains are mostly sharp and heavy, and in the severity, he described them between 6 and 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 6. Modified factors for the pain is worsened by bending, standing, and walking, and relieved by nothing. So far, he described no tests have been done. There is no blood and bowel incontinence, no muscle weakness or motor weakness. And there is some numbness, tingling, pins and needle. Both legs posteriorly in S1 epidermidum fashion. Past treatment, since the time of accident, patient has only treated at home with some Tylenol, massage, heat, but no actual doctor he has seen, no therapist he has seen, and no chiropractor he has seen. System review. Please review the chart, surgical history, system review, allergies, family history, relationship status, and employment status, legal history, the personal history. Also review the chart for the ADLs that are listed. Additional history, patient does report presence of depression and headaches that are mostly present in the back of the head. They are severe, often unsensitive to the light, and they are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. There is no associated TBI symptom except loss of memory, which is improving quite a bit, and only 20% is still affected. Some nightmares are reported, depression is reported. However, the patient does not have any dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, seizures, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision, no test problem, no smile problem, no issues with acuity. Thank you. Physical examination, blood pressure is 189 over 147, pulse is 98, pulse ox 98%. Height is 5'2", weight is 160. The patient is a 40-year-old Pakistani male, awake, average nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony care. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile independent without using an adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template, including psychological, neurological, musculature examination. In the musculature examination, please mention there is a moderate to severe spasm of quadratus lumborum both sides. The right quadratus lumborum is very much in spasm. And near the spine, paraspinal region, L1 to L5 paraspinal region, muscles are in severe spasm with mild tenderness, 1+ are hypertonicity. Rest of the muscles are found to be normal. Neurological examination is normal. Psychiatric exam is normal. Gait is normal. And then in musculoskeletal examination, please mention on inspection, there are no tender spots in the spine except L4, 5 and bilateral SI joints. On palpation, there are no scoliosis, kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal and no pelvic tilt is noticed. And in the range of motions, please mention that in cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not found painful. Maneuvers to identify reproductive pain, the Hoffman sign was found positive, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test was positive, distraction test was positive, Soto-Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test, slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raise test is positive at 45 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive at bilaterally. Breger test negative, Kemp test positive, Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joints, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. Right is more worse than the left. And Faber test is positive bilateral, especially the right side, and Ganslin test was positive on the right side. But distraction test, iliac compression, and standing flexion test are negative. In the extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, the rest of the extremities, upper and lower, are completely normal to touch and well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion of all other joints except right shoulder are normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancies noticed. The gait is normal. Shoulder examination for the right shoulder reveals normal inspection, normal palpation, and range of motions are limited. On active range of motion for abduction is 90 degrees, beyond which patient experience pain in the rotator cuff muscles. Passive motions are normal. Most muscle strength is normal. At this time, special tests were done. Like Hawken-Kennedy test was negative. Hawken-Kennedy test was positive. Speed test, near test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. Diagnosis. V89.2 X60. Z79.891 CNS R51 R42 F41.1 nerves M79.2 muscles M60.9 ligaments M54.0 right shoulder pain M25.511 M75.110 M75.30 75.50 S43.432D cervical spine 54.2 50.20 54.12 S13.4XXA lumbar spine M54.5 51.27 54.16 54.42 S33.5XXA sacroiliac spine M46.1 S33.5XXA plan of care for Mr. Ehsan Aziz comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin at neck, lower back, right shoulder, and also to the right knee. Patient was complaining of some pain in the right knee, but there are no positive finding except slight tenderness in the medial collateral ligament and the Steinman test was negative. And the McMurray sign was negative. The anterior posterior apprehension test, patellar apprehension, anterior drawer, posterior drawer are all negative. Only the medial collateral ligament was found to be a little bit tender, but it was intact. No contusion laceration is noticed, swelling is noticed. So the patient will continue the physical therapy with traction and massage. Disability patient is working full time and no disability housework replacement are needed. Medication patient is provided with the following medication: Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram is a narcotic pain medication provided for relief of pain, improving ADLs. Elavil 50 mg at night for help with the pain, GAD disorder, and sleep. Nirontin was provided 600 mg twice a day for help with the headaches and radiculopathy that patient has complained. Lidocaine ointment was provided for topical pain relief also. DME is ordered 10th unit, a back brace, right knee brace, and ACE bandage to the right knee. MRIs are ordered. MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right shoulder without contrast. There are no previous records available. The patient is also advised to continue the non-pharmacological modalities like magnets and acupuncture. And he has been referred to Dr. Mustafa for that. He has been advised to try chiropractic treatment. Home exercise plan is ordered. Referral to psychiatry is not needed, although he has depression. But if it is not controlled by ordinary medication, then he will be referred to a specialist. Fitness club program, yes. Available MRI, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are warranted at this moment. Surgical options, none. Neuropsychiatric evaluation, none. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records are not present. Patient never went to see any doctor. Investigations have already been described. MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the right shoulder without contrast. DME has been described, education is just, and follow visit in 15 days, direct contact test. Thank you.